Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav Davidzi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for a continued for Shleim for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas, I think it's Ayin Vav, is that correct? Today's daf is Ksubas Ayin Vav, and we left off at the words Rav Ashi Omar, which is about seven lines down on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Now, just before we do it, I have to just review. Basically, Rav Ashi is going back on another explanation to explain sort of a stira between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. Good morning, Yisrael Moshe, Chanuch Henoch, David Yoshua, Avi, Yitzchak Yosef, Gershon Eitan, Svika, and I'm going to say Rav Mordechai is going to be on here in a few seconds. Good morning, Dr. Joe, on cue. Now, today's daf, and good morning, Jeremy. Today's daf, we are going to be further discussing the stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we were talking about a situation where a man marries a woman on the condition that she does not have any mumen. And it turns out that she does have mumen. So the Mishnah had said, it depends where the mumen were discovered. If you discovered the mum while she was still living in the father's house after Erisin, before they had Nisuin, then we assume the mumen really happened beforehand, and it's up to the father to bring a raya that the mumen happened afterwards. However, if the mumen already happened in the house of the husband, after she was married in the house of the husband, then we assume the mumen happened after Erisin, and it's on the husband to bring a raya that the mumen happened before Erisin, and it was a mekach tovs. Okay, that was the Mishnah. Now, at first, the Gemara had said, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, the first answer the Gemara had given to explain the Mishnah is the beginning of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua from the first parak, that a cheskas mamon trumps a cheskas aguf, and the second half of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Gamliel, who said that a cheskas aguf trumps a cheskas mamon, right? Because here you have a cheskas aguf, that the woman was whole when she was born, so you assume the mumen happened later. And the cheskas mamon is, he's not chayv aksuma, because the money is by him. Now, in today's daf, we're going to discuss that there's also cheskas mamon the other way, who gets to keep the kesef kiddushin. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyway. Yeah, because when he married her, so the marriage money. No. Let's say he gave her a ring to marry her. Does she get to keep the ring? It's also mekach tolos on the ring. She's got to give back the ring to him. So he gets to keep the kesef ksuba that he doesn't have to give her. But the question is, does she get to keep, or her father get to keep the ring? So we'll talk about that today. But anyway, so Rabbi Lazar gave the first answer. Misha shanazu lo shanazu. It's a machlokas. But the Gemara said, Rava said no. Rava said, kan nimtzu, kan hayu. No, since the mumen happened, we only discovered them in the father's house, so you assume that they happened earlier in the father's house. But if you only discovered them in the husband's house, then you assume they happened in the husband's house. That was the second answer that we had given. And now today we're going to give the third answer. We're going to start with Rav Ashi. That's the third answer. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi answers, Reisha mana la'aba biyadcha. Seifa mana li biyadcha. The vart's like this. Her cheskas haguf helps her when she's making the taina. But if the father is making the taina, then the cheskas haguf does not help her. So, if she's still in her father's rishus, it's her father making the taina. So the her cheskas haguf doesn't help her father's taina, so the husband wins. But if she's already in the husband's house, so now it's her taina, she's out of the father's rishus, so there, her cheskas haguf supports her taina. So the cheskas haguf wins. Unless the husband brings a raya that it happened beforehand. So that's the difference. Reisha, where she's still engaged and living in the father's house, so it's the father's claim. She's still in the father's rishus. Mana la'aba biyadcha. The sefer mana li biyadcha. Says the Gemara, is that really so? Esri Ravacha b'ed Ravavi l'Ravashi. Esri Ravacha, the son of Ravavi, asked against Ravashi's answer. We learned in a brisa, even the Rav Meir says that once she goes into the husband's rishus, it's on the husband to bring a raya. Nevertheless, Moder Rabbi Meir b'mumin haru'uyin lavo imam beis abia. Rabbi Meir admits with mumin that probably were around since she was a young girl, meaning mumin that maybe you didn't find, maybe they were like private mumin, hidden mumin. If they're mumin that we assume really happened for a long time, like let's say she was an epileptic, so probably that didn't just happen recently, that was probably happened a long time ago. That's what the Mefarshim say we're talking about over here, like nikfe, right, or reach hapeh. So let's say bad breath that maybe she could have hid it for a long time. So these things, she'ala avla aviraya, even Rav Meir would agree that, and even after she's already in the husband's rishus, nevertheless, these women were probably around for a long time, she just hid them. So ala avla aviraya, it's on the father to bring a raya. So wait a second, here she's already in the husband's rishus, and yet we say the raya is on the father. So we don't say, even though it's mana libiyadcha, and the cheskas aguf doesn't help. Ala abla havi raya, the chesem doesn't help. Amai, mana libiyadcha, she's already in the husband's rishus, says the Gemara. Come on, there's an obvious difference over here. Hacham mayaskinan biyaseris. We're talking about an extra toe. She has an extra limb. That is vadai since she was born. Says the Gemara. Yeseris, my raya maisi. Wait a second. If we're talking about an extra toe, how in the world could the father bring a raya that happened after the erusin? How in the world did she chop? It's impossible. Says the Gemara. No. Raya dirav in a fayasu. Ah. No, it's not that the father is going to bring a raya that the extra toe happened after erusin. That's crazy. The extra toe had to happen when she was born. She didn't grow it afterwards. No, it means she's going to bring a raya that he knew about it at the time of erusin and didn't say anything. That's it. He saw it. She's going to bring aid. Oh, now you're all of a sudden saying, I didn't know she had the extra toe. What do you mean? She was wearing open-toed sandals. And the aid, she was there. You saw it. You looked at her. Or you saw her hands. You looked at it. And you agreed to accept it. Now you're telling me that you don't want to accept it? What do you mean? At the Shas Erison, you saw it. That's the right. Oh, fine. Now the Gemara is going to try to apply the Din in our Mishnah to a famous halach in Bava Kama. A famous sugi in Bava Kama. That's one of the beautiful things about Shas. We're learning Ksubis. We're learning about the men and women, the laws of marriage, men and women. But the Rayas and the Chazakas could have an effect also on sugis in Bava Kama. Oh, so there's a famous sugi in Bava Kama. I remember the Mishnah. Hamachlif para b'chamor. So what's the case over here? Hamachlif para b'chamor. So here's the deal. Something called chalipin. Now there's different types of chalipin. The word chalipin means two different things. Chalipin that we're used to just means you pick up a handkerchief and you acquire something or the buyer gives a handkerchief to the seller and I give you a handkerchief and I can buy your house with it. Right? Lakayim kol davar. Chalipin works on karka, works on metatlin. Chalipin is one of those very interesting kinyanim. But that's one type of chalipin. That's called chalipe sudr, kinyan sudr, with a handkerchief. That's one type of chalipin. But here we're talking about a different type of chalipin. It's called barter, right? I own a donkey, and you own a cow. And we want to trade. Hamachlif par b'chamor. So I own a donkey, you own a cow. You need my cow, because you need milk. And I need a donkey. I need something to carry my stuff from place to place. So what happens? We make the following agreement. That once I do mashicha on your cow, my donkey will become yours wherever it is. That's the agreement. As soon as I do mashicha, your cow is by you, my donkey is by me. So you bring your cow over to my place. I do mashicha on your cow. Why we didn't put them both next to each other, I don't know why. But the donkey is in the in my barn. And you come, you bring your Betsy the cow. I do mashicha on your cow. And the second I do mashicha on your cow, my donkey becomes yours at that moment. That's barter. That's chalipin. So then we go back to the stable after I do Mashiach on the cow, and we see, lo and behold, the cow kicked the bucket. He's dead. The donkey is dead. Now, what's the question? When did the donkey die? Did the donkey die before I did Mashiach on the cow? Or did the donkey die after I did Mashiach on the cow? If the donkey died before I did Mashiach on the cow, so my Mashiach was no Mashiach, right? It was based on a barter. The donkey was already dead, so I don't own the cow, and I lost my donkey. But if the donkey died after I did Mashiach on the cow, so once I did Mashiach on the cow, the donkey automatically became yours. And you lose. Sorry, you owned the donkey when it was alive. Then it died afterwards, and you lose. The question is, who loses? Do I lose or do you lose? So there's a cheskas haguf here also. There's a cheskas haguf and there's a cheskas mamon. There's a cheskas haguf that the donkey was alive. When it was born, it was alive. But there's also a cheskas mamon. We'll have to see. The Gemara's going to discuss which way does the cheskas mamon go. On the one hand, you know, I used to own this donkey, so maybe it stays by me. On the other hand, you know, I made a kinyan on your cow. The cow used to be yours. The shaila is, did the cow leave your rishus? So in a certain sense, you had a cheskas mamon on the cow, and now it's a suffix. Did the cow leave your rishus or not? Because maybe the donkey was dead at the time, and the cow never left your rishus. So maybe we should keep the cheskas mamon, keep the cow by you. So that's going to be the discussion. The Gemara is going to have three possibilities on how to view this sugya. So let's see.
There's no assumption of a healthy donkey?
Yeah, no, that is an assumption. That's the cheskas haguf. Yeah, correct. That the donkey was healthy. That's the cheskas haguf. So the cheskas haguf is on the donkey, and the cheskas mamon maybe is on the owner of the cow. So let's see. Amir v'nishmul, ha-machlef par b'chamaru moshach b'alachamor asapara. The donkey owner did mashiach on the cow. V'lo hispik b'alapara limshach asachamor. And by the time you got around to coming to pick up the donkey, ad shemes ha-chamor. So the owner of the, you know, it's always like whenever there's a close play in baseball, so nine people yell out, nine people yell safe. So what do you have over here? So the owner of the previous donkey owner is claiming that the donkey died after the Mashiach. And the cow owner is claiming, no, the donkey died before I did Mashiach, before you did Mashiach, and therefore you lose. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? This is Shmuel talking. Al bal hachamor lahavi raya shayechamor kayim b'shas mashichas hapara. The bal hachamor has to bring a raya that the donkey was alive. We assume, in other words, it sounds like we're following the cheskas mamon of the para owner. The previous para owner had a cheskas mamon on his para. He had a ches mamon. Now the shaila is, did the para leave his rishus or not? If the donkey was alive, the para left his rishus. If the donkey was dead, then the para did not leave his rishus. So the cheskas haguf that the donkey was alive supports the donkey owner. But the cheskas mamon that the para was in the para owner's rishus prior to this transaction, prior to the leidas hasafek, it was in his rishus. Maybe he gets to keep his cow. He gets to keep his cow. Says the Gemara, so therefore we follow the cheskas mamon. Who wins? The cow owner wins. He had a cheskas mamon. Abala chamor lohavi raya sheye chamor kai mishas mashichas para. Vitana tuna kala. And what's a proof to this? The din in our Mishnah is a proof to this. So that now the Gemara is trying to figure out, how is the din of our Mishnah a proof to this case? Says the Gemara, hey Kala, now Shmuel just said that our Mishnah is a raya to this, but he didn't say which case in the Mishnah is a raya to this case. Which case of the Kala in our Mishnah is Shmuel proving his halacha? Ilema, if you want to say, Ilema Kala Bevesavia, that the proof is from the din of the Kala while she's still in her father's house. So, the first case in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the cheskas mamon trumps the cheskas aguf. Says the Gemara, no, me dummy. How could you compare these two cases? Hasam in the Mishnah, maisi of raya umapik. We say, yes, it's true that we're assuming that the mumen happened later. So, but yet it says, you're right. So there is a similarity that in both cases, the father has to bring a raya and the Bala Hamar has to bring a raya. But there's a difference here. Maisi of raya umapik. He's going to be motzi the mamon. He's being motzi mamon from the husband, the ksuba, right? He's motzi mamon the ksuba. But hacha, maisi balachamor raya umokim. But here, the balachamor is bringing a raya to keep the cow in his rishus, which currently is in his rishus. It's not quite the same thing. The father's bringing a raya to be motzi the mamon of the ksuba from the husband, but the donkey owners are bringing a raya. The donkey owner is currently right now holding on to the cow. It's to keep the cow in his rishus, not to be motzi it from the husband's rishus, because he just did mashicha on the cow. So if he brings a raya that the chamor was dead at the time of the mashicha, it's only a raya to keep the money where he is, not to be motzi the mamon. Now again, in a certain sense, it's being motzi because the cow owner used to be the cow owner, but and the Gemara is going to say that in a minute, but right now he's holding on to the cow, just a mashicha on the cow. So the raya that he's bringing is to keep the cow by him, not to be motzi. So maybe it's not the same thing. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. It's not that case. It's a raya from the second case. Rabbi Abba, Kala Bebeis Chamiya. It's the case of where once the girl's already in the husband's house, now that it's going according to Rabban Gamliel, that the Cheskes Aguf beats out the Cheskes Mamon. However, Rabban Gamliel would hold, even if she was Beveis Avia, it's on the husband to bring a raya. Even if the girl was Beveis Avia, it's on the husband to bring a raya to be machzik the mamon in the hands. It's on the husband to bring a raya to keep the money. Even though the suffolk was nolad while the girl was in the father's house, Rabban Gamliel would hold, it's on the husband to bring a raya. Right, this is all going within the opinion that said that Rabban Gamliel would hold what he says by both cases, and Rabbi Yehoshua would hold by some of both cases. So in the case of Kala Bebeis Chamiya, according to Rabbi Lazar, that's going to Rabban Gamliel, that the Cheskes Aguf trumps the Cheskes Mamon. And even had she been in the father's house, it's according to Rabban Gamliel, it's on the husband to bring a raya. So too, it's on the Bala Chamor to bring a raya, to be machzik the para. So it's on the husband, Rabban Gamliel said. It's on the husband to bring a raya, to keep the ksuba money by him, to be machzik. Even if the girl was in the father's rishus, vakati lo dummy. Still, you can't compare that case either. Hasam ba maisi raya umar lel cheska da'av. There, when the husband brings a raya, that the mumin happened before. So that's against the cheska saguf. The chazak of the father is the cheska saguf. By me bringing a raya that the mumin happened before erisin, that's a raya that the Cheskes Aguf is wrong. But hacha, over here, where the donkey owner brings a raya that the chamor was alive, that doesn't affect anything. Abel hacha, ba'al hachamor maisi raya, umokim cheske b'yadeh. That supports the Cheskes Aguf. The raya that the donkey was alive supports the Cheskes Aguf. It doesn't go against it. That supports it. So it's not the same case. Right? Maybe the reason why Rabban Gamliel says that the husbands believed in the Mishnah is because the husbands, by proving that the mumen happened before marriage, That's directly contradicting Hilchos Cheses HaGuf. But in the case that's directly contradicting the Cheses HaGuf of the other party. But in the case of where the Baal HaChamor brings a raya, the case of the Chamor, that's a bigger chiddush to say that we believe the husband where it contradicts the Cheses HaGuf, as opposed to saying where the Baal HaChamor is going to bring a raya that the donkey was alive, that directly supports the Cheses HaGuf. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kala Beveis Aviyah. No, really, we go back to the first answer, that the proof is from the first case of the Mishnah, where the girl is still in the father's rishus, and Rabbi Yeshua said we support the Cheskes Mamon, but we're not talking about the Mamon of the Ksuba. We're talking about the money of the Kiddushin. Amar Rav Nachman, it's a Kala Beveis Aviyah Ula Kiddushin. No. The Mishnah says, Ala of Lahavi Raya, not only does the father have to bring a raya to get the ksuba money, he also has to bring a raya to keep the kiddushin money. Oh, so that's mamish like the case of the Baal HaChamor bringing a raya to keep the cow. In both cases, you're keeping something that exists by you. You're right, it's not a raya to the ksuba money, but it's a raya that he gets to keep the kiddushin money. Ah. Now, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak adds the following point. Ah. Velo tema, and don't say that this din is true. That Shmuel's proof in the Mishnah is Aliba the man to Amar Kiddushin Lav Latibu and Nitnu. And don't say that this only going according to the opinion that says that usually that when a man gives a girl Kesef Kiddushin, and let's say somebody dies. Let's say a man is Makadish, a woman, gives a Kiddushin, and then before they have a chance to do Nisuin, the husband dies. So do we say that the money goes back to the husband's house? It says more, Lo Tema, Aliba, that this halacha only applies, that he has to, the husband, that the father has to bring a raya. Aliba, the Amar Kiddushin, Lav Litibu, and Nitnu, that normally we don't assume that husbands, that the wife is allowed to keep the money. Ela afilam adam kiddushin l'tibu nitnu. Even if we say that usually, if the husband were to die, the wife's family would be able to keep the money. Nevertheless, hani miwi kiddushe vadai. That's by a case of where you had vadai kiddushin. Aval kiddushe tos, but in our case of where it's a suffix, whether the marriage is a good marriage, b'chlal, then it's only if he brings a proof. Imaisi raya in, if the father brings a proof that the mumen happened afterwards, then he gets to keep the kiddushin money. V'ilolo, if the father does not bring a raya that the mumen happened after the kiddushin, he does not get to keep the money. Says the Gemara, meisi ve, we're going to ask a question against this. The Gemara is going to ask a question against the words of Shmuel. From a case of Trefos, right? What did Shmuel say? Again, Shmuel had said originally what? What do we bring a raya? That the case of Machlet Parah B'Chamor, right? That Allah, that, and a raya from the Mishnah, right? That by Machlet Parah B'Chamor, if the Baal HaChamor did Meshicha on the Parah, so then it's on him to bring a raya that the Chamor was alive. Says the Gemara Meisive, we ask a question from the din of Trefus. Machat shenim tzeis ba'ovi beis hakosos. If you find a needle in the thickness of the case in the animal's stomach called the beis hakosos, a place right in the animal's stomach. Mitzad echad, if the needle was stuck into the animal, only on one side, ksheira, then the animal is not a trefus. Mishnei tzadim, if the needle was found stuck all the way through the walls of the Beis HaKosos, so then it's not going to be protected enough, and therefore the animal is a trefa. However, even if it's through all the way through on both sides, it's only a trefa if this happened while the animal was alive. So we have to know, when did this thing get all the way through? Nimtza alea kurt dam, if you find a certain measure, a little bit of blood, then we know that this wound happened while the animal was alive, and therefore it's a trefa. Lo nimtza alea kurt dam. However, if you don't have the blood there, then it happened after shechita, and therefore the animal is not a trefa. It's not a trefa. Now, and even if you find the blood, it's only a trefa. And now we want to know, when did it become a trefa? When did this become a trefa? And the question is, if it was sold prior to its shechita, so who loses the money? Did I sell you an animal that was already a trefa? Oh, so says the Gemara, Huglad piyamaka. If the blood was already congealed on the place of the maka, biyodua sheshloishin yamim kodim shechita, it already was a trefa. If the blood was already congealed, so then we assume it was a trefa from 3 days ago, which means if the meicher sold it to the shoychet more than 3 days before, then it's a good sale. But if the meicher sold it to the shoychet within 3 days of the shechita, it was already a trefa, because it was huglad piyamaka. Wow. Forensic science to determine when did it become a trefa, and when I sold you the animal, was it already a trefa or not? Wow. Huglad piyamaka biyodua shlosh yom kodem shechita, was already a trefa. Loy huglad piyamaka, if the time when they opened it up, the blood was still wet, it wasn't totally congealed yet, that shows that hamoitze michaver olav araya. So then we don't know exactly when it became a trefa. Hamotze mechaveh olav araya. V'iyoyev tabach demei. And, oh. So therefore it depends. V'iyoyev tabach demei. If the butcher had already paid for the animal, so then, boy lasu araya umapik. The butcher has to bring a raya that the trefa happened prior to his purchase, and then he could be motzi mamon. Ask the Gemara, wait, but if Shmuel's right, va'amai, ba'al behema leisiraya v'nokim, what do you mean? If you tell me that the owner of the chamor has to bring a raya to keep the para in his rishus, which he did mashiach on, so why don't you say over here too? Very nice. The money, right? The tabach had already paid the money to the seller. Why don't you say that the seller, baal behem alay siraya v'nokim, to be machzik the mos of the buyer, right? Why don't we say the baal behema has to bring a raya? According to Shmuel said, by case of Suffolk, Mamon, we should follow the one who's holding on to it, even if the Suffolk was not Nolad Bershuso. Why does the buyer have to bring a raya to be motzi the Mamon? Let's say that the seller should bring a raya to keep the purchase money by him. Says the Gemara, you're right. B'delo yoyev tavcha demei. No. The Bryce is talking about a case where the guy didn't give the money. Says the Gemara, Umay Paska. Why does the Bryce only talk about a case where the guy didn't give the money? It should have said it depends on if he gave the money or not. Why do we assume that he didn't give the money? Doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, therefore we come up with a different answer. Ella, Ki Asa Rami Bar Yecheskel Omar. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came, I guess from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said to the Bnei Yeshiva, Lo tati sinu lahane kloli dekal Yehuda achi mishmei de Shmuel. Don't listen to all the rules that Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. No, my brother got it wrong as to what Shmuel said. Shmuel never said that. Hachi yomar Shmuel, rather, what did Shmuel really say? Kol shenolat safek birshuso. It depends on in whose rishus the safek was born. Olav haraya. And therefore, it's not true that the Baal HaChamor has to bring a raya. No, Shmuel never said that. It's on the Baal HaPara to bring a raya. Shmuel really said that it's up to the Baal HaPara. Hold on, let me just finish. Let me just finish then. I'm sorry, one second. I'm sorry, Yitzhak. Amar Shmuel, really, that what? That Kol Shnos of Rishu, so all of a raya. Difference, the Baal HaPara has to bring a raya. Why? Because once the Baal HaChamor did Meshicha on the Para, so automatically the Chamor is considered to have gone into the Rishus of the Baal HaPara. So therefore, the Suffolk happened in the Rishus of the Baal HaPara. And therefore, it's up to the Baal HaPara to bring around Vitana Tuna Kala. And what's the raya to that? The raya is our Mishnah. Because the whole Mishnah is going according to Rav Gamliel. Like Rava's answer, what did Rava say? It all depends on where the Suffolk came up. If the Suffolk came up in the husband's Rishus, the husband has to bring a raya. If the Suffolk came up in the father's Rishus, then the father has to bring a raya. So it's all going like Shmuel. That if the woman were found in the father's Rishus, so to over here. That since as soon as the Baal HaChamor did a Meshicha to the Para, so the Baal HaPara became the owner of the Chamor, and the Suffolk, now we go find the Chamor, it's dead. The Suffolk was nolad once it was already in the Rishus of the Baal HaPara, and therefore it's up to the Baal HaPara to bring a Raya that the animal died prior. And that's the right from our Mishnah. I'm sorry, it's a guess.
I know they asked earlier, right at the beginning, why was the Para and Chamor not from next to each other? And this answers the question, because if they had been next to each other, there would be no Suffolk.
No. I knew that. Yes, like I knew that was the answer to that. As I said, if I was doing it, I wouldn't do it until the both things are right there. Masking, I wouldn't have had a whole problem. That's all I meant to say there. Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't have had the something without that. Oh, Meisve. But now the Gemara is going to ask against Rami by Yecheskel from the same Bryce as before. Machat Shinim says Bobi Besakosos. Right, we had the case before, etc. of a chule. We said, if you don't know when the macha was stuck, so therefore, amotze mechel of araya. Now, it sounds like, v'i delo yarv tabach to me. So if the tabach did not give money, so then the raya is going to have to be on the other guy, even though he's not holding on to the money. I delo yarv tabach to me, baal behema boy la suye raya umapik. But according to Shmuel, Va'amai Sveka Birshus Tabach is Yalid. The Suffolk was born in the Rishus of the butcher. So why do you tell me that if the guy had not paid money yet, so then it's on the Baal HaBehema to bring a raya to be motzi the money from the Tabach? Why? The latest of Suffolk was in the Rishus of the Tabach, so he should have to bring a raya. Answer the Gemara, no. The Yarv Tabach Tamei. We're talking about a case where the guy gave the money ready. But wait a second, it didn't say that. Why do you assume that? Says the Gemara, like we said before. Umay Pascha. Why do we assume that Yitzhak, you're going to love this answer. The Gemara says, why do we assume that the butcher already paid for the animal? Very simple, says the Gemara. Stama de Milsa. Kama de lo Yav in Zuze. Lo Yav in Chaisa. No tiki, no washi. No, you assume that the guy's not going to shecht, he's not going to go shecht the animal, right? If the butcher didn't give the money to the seller's not going to provide the animal to the butcher. If the seller already sold the animal to the butcher, we could assume that it's talking about a case where the butcher already paid for it. Because generally speaking, people don't give up their merchandise until people pay for it. No ticket and washer. So therefore we could assume that is talking about a case where the tabach already paid the mocher, and since he already paid the mocher, so that's why, in the case of the, so that's why, Who has to bring the raya? So that's why the Braisa said the din of Amotzi Mechaver, all of our raya bestam, because in usual case the stam hadin is that the tabach already paid the money, and since the tabach already paid the money, the tabach is the one who has to bring a raya that the wound happened beforehand. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
I can't wait to be cool.